You're listening to Saturday with Claire Byrne. We have Minister of State at the Department of Finance, Simon Harris. Pádraig McLoughlin, Sinn Féin TD for Donegal East, joins us from Derry. And we're also just been joined by the Vice President of SIPTU, Patricia King, and economist Jim Power. You're both very welcome. Thank you for being with us this Saturday. Now, part of the deal done between Labour and Fine Gael after the election of Joan Burton as leader of the Labour Party was the setting up of a commission on low pay. And Joan Burton said that by taking the politics out of low pay, we'll ensure that there will be no more attacks on low paid workers, which to some might sound like a political statement. But anyway, we're here to find out whether we need a low pay commission, whether it will work, and so on. And Jim Power, I'm going to start with you. Do you think we need this commission? Do you understand what it is, first of all?
Well, I understand in theory. It's a commission set up to look at industries where low pay is the norm and to see if anything can be done about that, and I suppose to identify irregularities where they're occurring and trying to sort them out. I have very mixed views on it, I have to say, because at one level, living on the minimum wage is bloody tough in this country, particularly given the cost of living here.
$8.65 an hour,
absolutely. On the other hand, I deal a lot with small business owners, and an awful lot of them can barely buy a packet of cheese puffs at the end of a week in terms of the profits they've left. So a lot of the margins are very, very tight in a lot of small businesses. So the problem would be that if you raise the minimum wage, if you try and lift low pay, you're going to put a lot of struggling businesses over the edge. So I would wonder if, rather than just focusing in on the pay element, and it would be good to see pay levels going up, but I think government would then need to look at the cost of doing business for small businesses. So, for example, commercial rates, is there anything that could be done there to help small businesses? Mm-hmm. Because if you apply the blunt instrument of just increasing the minimum wage, that there is a danger that you will send a lot of struggling small businesses over the cliff, and then unemployment is the result.
But there's an interesting theory on rising wages lifting all boats.
They do indeed.
There's an American entrepreneur and venture capitalist, Nick Hanauer, who we were listening to, myself and the team on the programme during the week, and he was talking about the fact that you don't like paying extra wages if you're an employer, but if you do, people have more money to spend, so they're buying the products and the services that you're producing.
It does. It becomes a virtuous cycle. But the problem is, it is the small businesses that are operating on really tight margins. They're the ones that I'd have concerns about. And I think they're the ones that need to be targeted specifically by government if you're going to increase wages. And I totally agree, you do create that virtuous cycle.
But you have to give them a hand on the other side with rates and stuff like that.
You have got to look at the cost of doing business, because by just increasing wages, you're squeezing margins. And many can't take it, I fear.
Patricia King, on the other side of this, you have lots of sectors that you're dealing with where you can't get them into a room to talk about wages at all. So I'd imagine that if they were compelled to increase the minimum wage, you'd welcome that.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing to say is that we would welcome the setting up of a low pay commission. I would hope, however, that the government, and I think it may be the direction it's going, because the Taoiseach just said she would set up a low pay commission to deal and look at the minimum wage and related matters. And I'm hoping, because in the trade union movement, we have a very simple but direct view on this. We aim to have a living wage operating in this country. And if you ask what's a living wage, well, it should provide a wage, should provide an adequate amount of income for individuals to have a socially accepted minimum standard of living. Now, the minimum wage at $8.65, while it's a statutory floor, it does not provide that. So from our perspective, a low pay commission will find, if you look in the round at the Irish economy, I mean, 79% of the economy is services based. We're actually quite a polarised economy as well, in that we have high paid professionals at one end and quite a considerable amount of low paid at the other end. Mm-hmm. If you look even at revenue's own reports, 39% of taxpayers can't use up all their tax credits because they're not earning enough. And if you take a single person at 16,500 is what you have, the maximum to use up your tax credit, that all those are very strong indicators that there are a lot of people on low income. Now,
Can we just go back to the living wage question and just to establish what SIPTU says a living wage should be in terms of a per hour payment?
Yes, and we've had very recently ourselves in collaboration with the Vincentian Partnership and NERI and Unite Trade Union, we had a very good expose on that in recent weeks. 11.45 in our view, having taken a basket of about 2,000 items into account to come up with that figure, it's very sustainable figure and it's very well researched. Now that would give you an hourly rate of 11.45, but if you look across the sector,
for a decent standard
for
of
a
living.
Decent what we would regard as a socially acceptable minimum standard of living now, and that's for an individual. And if you look at that, we do have mechanisms in this state. For instance, we have the Joint Labour Committee mechanisms, which were torn down in 2011 as unconstitutional. We lobbied very hard on the government to reintroduce them. They did in a piece of legislation in 2012. What's the outcome of that? The outcome, there are six sectors. Contract cleaning are now going to go in and do their business in that way. Security service will do it. Hairdressing, believe it or not, are prepared to go in and talk. What was the first reaction of the Hotels Federation? They went running back up to the High Court again to get a judicial review so that they wouldn't have to do it.
So which sectors are out?
Catering are out. Hotels are out. And from the perspective of, if you take catering and hospitality, that whole hospitality scenario, retail, believe it or not, are out. Now, they're heavy duty, populated by people on low wages. What would you do if you went into the JLC? That's a mechanism where the legislation provides that you can negotiate their remuneration. That's just not their hourly rate. It takes into account what happens on overtime, what happens in relation to pensions or sick pay. So the overall round of somebody's income in that. And it is deplorable, actually, that those employees... You take the whole fast food industry. We've done our own survey in SIPTU. This is not just hearsay. We did our own survey on every single one of them operating in the state. Every single one of them, with the exception of one, which I won't name, are paying $8.65 an hour. No provision for extra overtime. Very little provision for a Sunday premium. So you are talking... Now,
got them into a JLC negotiation, you're saying you could get the conditions changed
and
so that you'd be paid more at night or so
on. That becomes, Claire, mandatory. That becomes an order of the House of the Oireachtas and they must pay it. So our aim and campaign is to ensure that in those sectors... all of those employers go in there, take part and come out with a regulated rate of pay.
All right. Just some text on this. We're getting plenty. Driving a fourth year student nurse on $6.49 an hour. Living can't be done, it said Catherine in Kilkenny. Marcella is in Greystones. She says, will the people employed to operate the low pay commission be paid the minimum wage themselves? Well, I suppose if they were, they'd know all about what they were talking about. Another listener says that they pay their cleaning lady €14 an hour. Who expects someone to work for €8 in a country when bus fares are so high and children have to pay for school books? Isn't the danger, though, Jim, that if you pay somebody or if you're forced to pay somebody €11.45 an hour, that you'll reduce their hours?
You reduce their hours, you reduce the other perks that might exist in the job. That's the danger. Patricia mentioned the hotel industry, for example, and restaurants. They are particular examples of businesses that are in serious difficulty at the moment because of economic conditions. And if you look at, you know, the economics of running a hotel, the type of capital investment that's required to run that hotel and to keep it at a decent standard.
Are you saying when you take all that into account, you can only afford to pay?
Well, that's an issue that needs to be seriously looked at. Finish the point? If it is the case, I go back to the point I made earlier that government should be looking at other ways of trying to reduce the cost of doing business. I mean, you talk to any hotelier in this country and they will talk to you about commercial rates as a major cost issue, the whole regulatory cost burden. These are the things that the state needs to look at.
You've mentioned that hotels piece. The hotels have had, and the hospitality sector in general, have had considerable assistance. The PRSI was halved up until the end of last year. And at a cost of $350 million to this state, they've got the VAT reduction, which was supposed to be passed through to the customer, which I have to say, both based on our own very in-depth survey and that of the Department of Finance, didn't happen at all. They are
Fáilte Éireann would suggest it did.
Well, it didn't, and the Department of Finance even say that.
There's 35,000 extra people working in the sector.
that also has to be established now, Jim. That's, you know, that's it's on various tenuous grounds that you make that, because
politicians, unfortunately, we're heading out of time.
This is a welcome development. This is going to bring employers and unions together in a room to discuss the issues of low pay and related matters. It's going to advise government. It's going to be evidence-based, and it's going to take the political tit-for-tat out of it. We're all at Adam on this. It's in the interest of everybody in the domestic economy to have people earning a decent wage.
Is 11.45 too high, do you think?
We're not going to have the low pay commission here, but if you look at what the last government did, where they cut the minimum wage unilaterally, we've restored it, and we think this is a much better way to have an educated, informed discussion than the previous way.
Pauline McLaughlin, a very last word to you on this. I mean, do you, I would imagine you would welcome the low pay commission idea in general.
No, we do welcome it. I mean, one in six adults in poverty in the state actually has a job. You know, 300,000 workers who are below that, that living wage of 11.45. But the concern is this, that it would drag on. So there are choices. We can look at the property tax. We can look at not introducing water charges. We can look at taking out workers on low wages out of the USC net, as Sinn Féin has proposed. So this government actually has, opportunities in the forthcoming budget to do something about low pay other than the low pay commission.
All right, Pauline. Thank you very much indeed. Pauline McLaughlin there from Sinn Féin, who joined us from Derry. Simon Harris with us in Dublin. Jim Power and Patricia